This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are live at First International Bank and Trust today. Another one of our live broadcasts. One of our fine sponsors here on the program. We appreciate First International Bank and Trust very much. And certainly encourage you, if you're looking for a partner. It isn't just a bank, you know, whether it's wealth management, all the trust and investment work they do, all the insurance work they do. I mean, they can do about everything. They're a great financial institution. We're going to talk with the President Peter Stengem on the program today. We're going to talk with the mortgage market manager. We're going to talk with the folks from eastern end of the state about things that are happening here. We talked recently about that beautiful new facility in Bismarck and what they're doing over there. So we've covered the west. Now we'll cover the east today on the program, and look forward to catching up with these folks on a lot of things that are happening in the mortgage and trust and wealth management world, commercial banking, all that and more coming up today on What's on Your Mind. So Roy Moore loses last night at Alabama. I have to tell you, I had an overwhelming sense of, oh, good. I didn't wish for Roy Moore to lose. I honestly thought that he has been the subject of a lot of unfair swamp behavior. I don't know what to believe related to the charges. I don't know how any of us could. We don't have all the data. We have some data that suggests some of the people that made accusations were forging things and nefarious people involved. There's the question of why did these come up at the 11th hour now, when he's been in many races before and a distinguished member of the Alabama political community for a lot of years, a judge, all that, right? So you just think, oh, this is really smelly, it stinks, but you don't know. You just simply don't know. So the safest thing was to say, let's let the people of Alabama sort this one out. Now, if the people of Alabama had sorted this out and ultimately said, we want Roy Moore to be in the United States Senate, that would have been, interesting, but I think it would have been a lot of drama. I think it would have been used as a political blunt force instrument, you know what I mean? And against Donald Trump, and I the idea of that against, other Republicans in the Senate, I don't know. I wouldn't have, it would have been a distraction. It really would. So I have to tell you, part of me was relieved. I was relieved, thinking, oh, good, they don't have it. I mean, the big loser in my mind in this Senate race was the Democrats in Congress, who were just salivating. They were just salivating, waiting to, they'd even tested some of their lines. The grand old party is now, the grand old, pedophile party, and all the garbage that they were going to throw at it. Swamp behavior. That's what they do. They had a plot, a plan, a ploy to use these allegations against every Republican in every race, and now that's vaporized. So, and the voters of Alabama made their choice. They put a guy there who looks to be very liberal. Some of his views repulse me to the core. That's horrible. That's awful. But if that's who he is, he didn't win this race, right? Roy Moore lost the race. That's what happened. So he doesn't stay there very long as well. So anyway, that's my take. I want yours as well at 800-228-0550 today on the program, 701-258-0550. You can email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com to email us. You can text Todd, 701-36, Todd's number is 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503 or mine at 701-367-2054. I want your take and love to hear from you. Let me tell you what else we're doing today. The president of the Taxpayers Alliance is here. This is one of the groups that knows the tax reform bill chapter and verse. They're watching every minute of every conference committee deliberation on this. They know what's in, what's out, everything else. So if you have particular questions on where this is at, Dave Williams, president of the Taxpayer Alliance, is your guy coming up today on the program. Also, Congressman Kevin Cramer will talk about that very thing, along with some other things that have been happening this week in Congress. Any and all questions welcome for Congressman Kevin Cramer as well today on the program. He'll be here for a full hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. Okay? next hour. That's right. Todd has a press release that has just come from the Greater North Dakota Chamber. And this has to do with a portion of tax policy. We've talked about this at least once before in the program, but it's something called the HIT tax, the health insurance tax. So the Greater North Dakota Chamber is the top business advocacy organization in North Dakota, and they put out a press release today saying, Congress, you have to immediately delay the health insurance tax for 2018. And many of the small businesses the GNDC represent will see a negative impact on their budget if this tax takes effect next year, forcing them to cut back on much-needed resources, higher salaries, bring on new hires. It's a federal tax on health insurance plans purchased by small business owners. I believe that's a beautiful Obamacare present. Isn't that sweet? The congressional delegation of North Dakota, Senator Hovind, Senator Heitkamp, Congressman Cramer have voted for previous delays of the tax, but it right now is set to take place on January 1st. So a little bit of news there that Todd is on top of today. Are you being the newsman today, Todd? Is that what you're doing?
Sure.
We're in search of some Hall of Famer Christmas music. Did you see who went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Phil Parker told me this.
Hmm.
You missed this? You're not on top of the...
I did miss that one.
Moody Blues are going in.
Oh, about that.
Dire Straits are going in.
Perfect. Good choices.
Bon Jovi's going in.
Yeah, you got to figure.
Going back to youth, there's others as well, but those are three that I remember. And so I've tasked our fine producer, Nolan, to say, we have a mandate now. It's all Christmas music for bumper music now through Christmas. We don't shut it off on Christmas. Come on. You gotta truly stay in the spirit through the Christmas season, and that doesn't end on Christmas. That's just when, you know, baby Jesus is born. That's the start of the party, not the end of the party, for crying out loud. And we'll keep it going up through New Year's for sure, as long as we're in the Christmas spirit around here. But we're going to try and find for today, in honor of some of these folks. So evidently, Dire Straits, they're heathens, because they have no Christmas music. So they're a bunch of pagans. They're off our list. No Christmas music that they can find. Moody Blues does have a Christmas album called December, and Bon Jovi has a few Christmas songs. So we're going to mix in a little of that today in honor of them doing what they're doing. Isn't that nice? Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. Looking forward to that today on the program. Okay, so give me your take on Roy Moore losing last night. What happened? What's the impact? What do you mean? What does it mean? Just give me your two cents or whatever else is on your mind. Tony Bender, who is a liberal newspaper man from some small towns in North Dakota, says weak cheese, Scott. He's saying my analysis of the biggest loser in tonight's last night's race for the Senate in Alabama being the Democrats in Congress, because they're poised now to use, you know, the allegations against every Republican in every race, gone. Can't do it. Out the window. He says that's weak cheese. You think it's weak cheese? I don't even know what weak cheese means. Terry says it really stinks that you can destroy a man's life with lies and not suffer any consequences of the lies and the destruction. Yeah, that does. I totally agree. We have no due process. We don't say, are these true? Let's dig into this. Let's find out. I don't like that at all. Don't like it. So I'm with that listener. Doug says the mainstream media will tell us this is the end of Trump. In reality, it's the beginning of the end of the Democratic Party. How about that from Doug? Mel says, I have no problem with calling harassers out. I have just one request that I think makes good sense, and that is any person who wants to make a claim against another citizen like this must be required to give their testimony to the newspaper, reporter, etc., only after swearing an oath before a judge. I have to agree that knowing that some of these, and we've seen evidence of that with Roy Moore, are these being allegations, are used as political blunt force instruments, there has to be a better way to vet these, maybe a standard. put somebody through an inquisition, but say, are you willing to testify to that under oath in an affidavit with the penalty of perjury? Todd says, Al Franken is shredding everything in his office as we speak. Meaning what? Mark Dayton, the governor of Minnesota today, is announcing the successor to Al Franken. But a lot of people have said the way Al Franken talked about when he would resign without giving a date, some of the games he played, suggest maybe if Roy Moore had won, he'd say, look, if he's in. I'm not going anywhere. But coincidentally, Roy Moore is today, or rather, Mark Dayton is today, announcing who will replace him. So that gets tougher by the hour for him to pull off. I don't know. A lot more of your comments on Facebook. Take some more by text, 367-2054, or call us, 298-0550. Chat with Peter Stengen from First International Bank and Trust. When we come back, don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Mike Langseth of Barney. Women and men play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the council board of directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. The ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, I encourage you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that will be conducting elections in early 2018, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auction calendar includes exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Bottineau, Pierce, Ward, Sioux, and Stutsman counties in North Dakota. And plan on attending Pfeiffer's live and internet machinery auctions in Selfridge, New Rockford, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. If you are interested in selling machinery or land, call Pfeiffer's Results Proven Team, 877-700-4099, or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Blues in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This recorded in 1992. What's on your mind? I'm Sloan Mitchell and Scott Enadier to the Stem Cell Health Institute coming to North Dakota. I did it yesterday. Knee injections. I'll keep you posted. So far, so good. I'm supposed to be laying up in bed, but really? I'll go nuts. If you have pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, or even joint pain, knee pain, whatever, There are must-attend stem cell therapy educational seminars, a whole slew of them coming up tomorrow in Bismarck, as a matter of fact. Find out more at stemcelltherapyforpain.com or call 1-888-973-1560, 888-973-1560, or go to stemcelltherapyforpain.com. I did it. You can, too, and start living life once again.
21 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. We are live at a location today at First International Bank of Trust. We're at the Fargo location on 25th Street, just off of 32nd Avenue. And it is a beautifully decorated Christmas feel to the bank today. I'm right by the between the poinsettia and the apple cider. So I'm in a great spot. Peter Stengem, the president of First International Bank of Trust locations. With us, Peter, how are you?
You know, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me today.
Good to see you again. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous day. Appreciate you coming out and helping us celebrate this festive season. I'm glad that you noticed the decorations. I think our staff worked hard on putting those up. I'd like to say that I had something to do with it, but that's definitely not the case. So.
No, they did. The trees are up. The presents are under tree wreaths and the apple cider and the poinsettias, and you can't help but walk in and just be right there in the Christmas spirit. So.
Oh, exactly. We're definitely not hiding it, that's for sure.
That's awesome. Now, give us a little update on how the company's doing as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely. Love to talk about the bank a little bit. We've had a good year. Very excited. We're approaching that $2.5 billion in total assets, which is would be a milestone for us to hit that. Very excited to open some new branches within 2017. We opened a new branch up in Rugby, North Dakota, so the geographical center of North America. We're right on the corner of Highway 2 and Highway 3 in the old hub location, and we even saved the old hub sign if anybody's ever driven through Rugby, and we put that above our fireplace. That hub sign ended up being 16 feet across, so that the fireplace had to get a lot larger than we originally anticipated. So I think we just like to challenge our architects. So they're able to hang the hub sign proudly, and we did a little dedication to the Hillman family. But very excited about being part of the Rugby community. As of today, we're hopefully going to be opening our Grand Forks office, so that's very exciting. You have great timing today. We should have our certificate of occupancy this morning, and hopefully be moving our staff in today. So we're very much looking forward to having our bank in Grand Forks open. And then finally, I guess, as far as construction projects, we have our bank in Bismarck hopefully opening up in the spring of 2018. If anybody's driven near the Capitol,
it's hard to catch. So. Yeah, you probably drove right by and didn't notice that there was this skyscraper being built right next to the...
Yeah, I'll say it's maybe one of our flagship locations, six-story building. We have over 45 employees in Bismarck already, so they're doing a great job. Dave Mason's our local president there, and he's been doing an amazing job of assembling a team, and we're very much looking forward to being in that location finally. And again, you know, it's one of those things that you can't miss when you go to Bismarck, so we're very excited about that.
Yep, broadcasting, by the way, the Grand Forks location you mentioned... The brand new location there will be broadcasting from there January 4th, so we're looking forward to that as well. So
it should
be
good.
So a lot of exciting news, new branches, a lot of great growth going on, and that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's been really fun to be a part of. I mean, you know, still being a family-owned community bank, we look forward to opportunities and where the customers, you know, want us to go in the future. And Grand Forks and Bismarck were locations that we constantly heard from our clients that they needed to see a First International location there, and we're happy to... I guess, put some action items in place, and, you know, here we are building anyway. So.
And the tradition continues.
Yeah, hopefully I'm not the one to screw it up, that's for sure.
Started many, many years ago by your great-grandfather?
Yep, it was my great-grandfather, 1910, so in 2018 we'll be coming up on our, 108th year of operation. We still have my dad as our chairman and CEO, and then my brother Eric and I, and as well as my sister Kira. We're all active within the banking environment. My youngest sister, Kristen's, currently attending med school up at UND, so she's going to be the doctor in the family. But, yeah, we're very proud to continue, you know, a legacy that was started, you know, early on within our family. And we hope to have many years to come with Eric and I. Eric is now living down in Arizona, so we have multiple locations down there. And probably one of our next locations that we add will be in the Arizona market, just because of you have a lot of snowbirds going down there, and it's a... You know, population of over 6 million people. And if you look at our geographic footprint across North Dakota, we pretty much have most major cities covered anyway. So probably continue to look at diversifying in Arizona a little bit more.
Awesome. Now, the location in Bismarck is fascinating everybody just because of the sheer size of it, and it has that landmark feel to it. When are you announcing the restaurant?
You know, we've been getting asked that a lot, so we're just wanting to make sure that we have the proper approvals within the city of Bismarck. But I'd anticipate a restaurant announcement, you know, coming. We'll probably wait till after the new year anyway, but I would think within the next January, February timeframe, we'll announce the restaurant, and hopefully we'll have that open, you know, in that, I'd say by May anyway. You know, I think we'll have the bank. We should have people going in and out of there, you know, around March, April, and the restaurant will probably follow. But I anticipate a restaurant announcement, you know, coming in the next couple of months, and that area is going to have some great features. You know, we're going to have a water feature outside its own patio. And the inside will have some very unique things going on that we'll wait for the announcement to showcase. But if you guys have been in any of our other restaurants, we tend to do some unique things, and we're very excited about what we're going to bring to the city of Bismarck, and we hope that the community will embrace us there.
Looking forward to it. Peter, thanks a bunch.
Hey, thanks for having me, Scott.
You bet. We'll chat with other team members from First International Bank and Trust today on the program, talking about mortgage operations, wealth management, and other things happening in the Fargo market and all throughout the eastern markets of First International Bank of Trust as well. But always great to talk to Peter Stenjen, the president, as we kick off our broadcast today from First International Bank of Trust, one of our fine sponsors on the program. We very much appreciate their partnership. Help us do what we do day in and day out. The most listened to talk show in North Dakota. Takes sponsors to be able to get to all the places it does, so we appreciate them very much. Thanks again, Peter. Texter says, well, taking me to task a little bit, saying that I don't sound as though this is related to the Roy Moore case. Said, you show no anger at all about what the Democrats did, using lies and baseless allegations to win that election. That's strange to me. Let me just address that a little bit. First of all, I guess I'm baking that into the cake, right? I mean, Democrats today play dirty. They are. And the swamp plays dirty. So whether that's Roy Moore or whether that's Donald Trump or whether that's, anybody, that's what they do. So I guess the fact that I'm not angry about that is just that I'm expecting it. It's not that I'm not angry about that. I have said, however, that I think Roy Moore should have done a better job to address the allegations. Right? I mean, take a lie detector test and ask that the accusers do the same thing. Do something that suggests that you're mad that they're saying this and you want to push back. His initial response to all of this on Sean Hannity's show wasn't great. It wasn't great. I found myself in a position of saying, I don't know who to believe. I know how the swamp operates, so yes, they could absolutely make up all this stuff. But I'm not seeing him defend himself well enough, so I'm going to have to leave it to Alabama voters. They spoke, and I think the big loser is the Democrats, who wanted to make every Republican Roy Moore. So for that, I say, good, they don't have that. That's my take.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're a licensed journeyman electrician or a control system programmer, there's a job for you at Kraft Electric. A growing company with over 40 years in business, Kraft serves the entire Bakken area with shops in Minot, Stanley, and coming soon, Watford. Kraft Electric offers a sign-on bonus and overly competitive pay. Email your resume to info@krafteletricnd.com or call 701-628-3344, 628-3344, or message Kraft Electric's Facebook page. That's Kraft with a C. Journeyman electricians and control system programmers apply now.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich, a Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, taxes, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Track of Christmas stuff out of there.
What are you saying? What do you you don't like the 8-track?
No, I'm saying this doesn't sound like a Christmas song. This sounds like a Christmas song.
Oh, give me a Christmas song. I need Christmas.
See if you can name who this is, and you should be because it's timely. Nothing to do with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, though.
To you and all your family, your neighbors and your friends. May all your days be happy.
I have no clue.
The joy that never ends. May peace and
the Partridge Family.
Oh, yes. David Cassidy. Yes. May he rest in peace, right? Many memories watching the family pile on the bus. Over the years. How about that?
I've got the Partridge Family board game in my office, by the way.
Do you?
I had it growing up.
We're back on What's On Your Mind. We're live at First International Bank of Trust today, and brought to you in part as well by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. If you're doing a little number crunching, as many people do this time of year, and you're looking at the bottom line and saying, boy, something's got to give here. I don't know what I'm going to do. Call H.A. Thompson & Sons. Say, would you do for us what you're doing for 600 other businesses and buildings throughout the Northern Plains, maintaining the mechanical heating and cooling systems? Because if you let them do it, Link will allow you, this is their service contractor, they are a Link service contractor at H.A. Thompson & Sons, they'll allow, you're allowing them to give you cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements, and they do that for buildings and business owners throughout the region. It works. Find out more about it at hatandsons.com or call them at 701-223-3393 and tell them Scott and Todd sent you. That's what I'd do. If Roy Moore is innocent, he should sue for slander and defamation of character. Actually, I think it says defamation of character.
But you don't want to use the word they use, which ironically also works.
It might have been a defamation of character. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure if that would be intent. But
Scott, I'm a Bismarck resident, and I received my property tax statement, and it is up 12%. Yeah. How much is your value up? That's what I would ask you. I think that's a big part of it most times. Mine was up a little bit. I can't remember the percentage, but I actually brought it in so I could talk about it on the air. We'll do that one of these days. Yeah, Senator Frank Warner from Dickinson, could you get him on your show? He insisted that taxes wouldn't go up. Bring him back on your show so Bismarck residents can get his address and send him our statements for the increase. That's a flat-out a lie. Again, you got to go to your valuation, but it's a show we need to do in the near future, given the fact we're all looking at those statements as they come in at the end of the year. For sure. Appreciate that. Is our guest on the phone? I don't see anything here that tells me he is, but Manny or they both are. Okay, that's right. We have one of our First International Bank of Trust guests on the phone because he's so darn busy. He can't sit still, and I know how that goes. And that is, in fact, our next guest, Joe Strauss, who's the mortgage market manager for First International Bank of Trust. And then in just a moment, we'll talk with Dave Williams from the Taxpayers Alliance. Now I know what's going on. Somebody has to tell me, and then I know. See, that's how it works. Anyway, Joe, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm great. Thanks.
Fantastic. Well, set the scenes for me on the mortgage market right now, and especially how you're working with your clients here at First International.
Yeah, we're super excited at First International. Some exciting things for us is we're going to be rolling out, or have rolled out now in the fourth quarter of 2017, local servicing. And so what that means for our clients is, they work with us to purchase their house. They can also work with us down the road when they have questions on their mortgage payment or their escrow, as we're talking about property taxes. And we typically escrow for those with a mortgage, and it impacts your payment. And when those tax bills come out, sometimes they got questions, and we're happy to answer those things as well. So for us at First International, we're super excited to be able to offer that to our clients. It's just, again, part of being a full-service bank. We're there for them at the time of the sale or the purchase, but we're there after the transaction as well to take care of any needs or questions they might have.
And that makes a big difference, just being able to look somebody in the eye and know you got the answers to those questions, and perfect time. Rate-wise, you don't have to give me any specifics, but, I mean, what kind of direction is it going? Is it kind of level? Is it kind of steady? Is it inching upward? I mean, is this a good time to look at the rates you do have?
Yeah, rates are still really, really good. You know, we've been saying for a few years now, you know, when are they going to go up? And they'll tick up a skosh, and then they come back down. And then they'll tick up a little, and they'll come back down. But when you look at current market rates, you know, a 30-year mortgage for the most part is still under 4% on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. And compared to historical averages, these are crazy low interest rates. In Fargo-Moorhead, we've got a great housing inventory. Rates are low. There is no better time for somebody to try and buy a house than right now.
Good stuff. Appreciate the update very much, Joe. Thanks a bunch. And, of course, any of the locations, folks can stop in and talk to one of the mortgage experts, right?
Very true. We're in all Fargo-Moorhead locations. I'm actually calling in this morning from Grand Forks. Our new bank up here, we got a mortgage lender up here, and we're super excited to be in the Grand Forks market as well. So, yes, any questions, please call, stop in. Always happy to visit.
I appreciate it very much. Thanks. That's Joe Stiles, the mortgage market manager for First International Bank of Trust, our guest on What's On Your Mind. Dave Williams is here. Dave is the president of the Taxpayers Alliance. Sorry to keep you waiting, Dave. Appreciate your expertise today on the program. We've got a lot of questions from listeners about a lot of different things related to what's in the House bill, what's in the Senate bill. So we encourage their calls, questions, comments here for you today at 800-228-0550. But as we sit here at this very moment, you know, what would you say is the most significant in the way of what's in and what's out between the two versions in this conference committee?
Good morning. And I think that the most significant thing we see is the corporate tax rate. And it started out at 20%, and now they're talking about a compromise at 21%, which is not ideal. But if you compare it to the 40% that we have now, wow, what a difference. And this, I think, is going to make all the difference in the world, literally, because we're competing with so many other countries. And their low corporate tax rates of 15 and 20%. So I think this is a significant move forward.
And when you say a compromise for what? What to say, okay, go ahead, charge more up that. I mean, by the way, the negotiating on that, interestingly enough, Donald Trump supposedly wanted 15, right? And said he would compromise at 20, but no higher than 20. So it's going higher than 20. So he's moving. What does he get in return?
Well, right now the Republicans are negotiating against themselves because they're looking to keep votes, get more votes for the tax bill. Because you remember a couple of weeks ago, it barely got through the Senate, and they're worried about losing some votes in the Senate. So this is what they've done, is they've increased the corporate tax rate from 20 to 21%. But let's just be clear that the Democrats are not even in this discussion because Democrats are not going to vote for it. Not based upon policy reasons. It's based upon political reasons. They don't want the Republicans to have a win at the end of the year, but this is all based politically. So right now, Republicans are just shoring up their votes and not even looking at the Democrats.
We have a question, actually, and it's a, something that is part of a press release that came out from the North Dakota State Chamber. It's referred to as GNDC, the Greater North Dakota Chamber. And they have said, hey, we're really worried for small businesses about this HIT tax, this health insurance tax. And there's been delays, and now it's set to kick in on January 1. Is that part of the conference committee debate?
Unfortunately, it is not. That's another issue that Congress needs to address, but it's not part of the debate yet. I mean, this may be added in the conference, but I doubt that it will. But it definitely does need to be addressed.
And, of course, another one we hear a lot about, although I'm not sure what side of this one I'm on, because I'm not hearing really compelling arguments for why there ought to be the tax break that there is for grad students. But, you know, there's been fairly organized, mostly academic-led opposition to the idea of the changes on, you know, the grad students who receive tuition but don't right now currently have the need to report that as income. I forget if that's in the House or the Senate or which one that's in, but where is that at?
So that's in the Senate, and this is something that will probably remain because right now what they're doing is they're adding to the bill. They're not taking away because when you have a senator like Susan Collins and some other folks, they're asking for things to be in the tax bill, not taken out of it. So that's where we are now, and that's kind of frustrating because this is supposed to be a simplification of the tax process. It's supposed to be a cut in rates, and we're kind of moving away from that at this point. And, you know, this is how the sausage is made, and it's not, you know, very pretty at this point.
I want to give you another objection we've heard from folks, and that is that, okay, yeah, I understand you're doubling my deduction. That's great, but you're taking away things that I normally would use to offset some of my tax, so it's going to be a wash. What do you say to people? I know it's an argument, again, that's come mostly from the left to say, well, you know, you're taking away all of the benefit you're giving back with the doubling of deduction. Is that true?
So it is true, but think about it this way. If you're a family going from a deduction of $12,000 to $24,000, did you have deductions worth $12,000 to begin with? And not all deductions are being taken away. So charitable deductions will not be taken away. Medical expenses will not be taken away. That's just obviously if you itemize. So I think that, you know, it is a talking point on the left, but I think, you know, not enough people, and a lot of people won't be affected by this. And more people will opt to, they won't itemize and they'll take the standard deduction. So there's still the option to itemize, but I think a lot of people we'll forego that option.
A lot of our listeners are in the farm and ranch business, and they have seen 179 expensing before where they're allowed to accelerate depreciation on equipment purchases, and I know that that was used to boost the economy in years past. There's talk of that being in here permanently and having that. What's the status of that?
Yeah, that is in there, and that looks like that's going to survive the conference committee, and the expensing was a really big battle, and, you know, obviously you guys probably heard a lot about it where you are and, you know, what the economy is there. But it is a really big discussion as part of the tax bill the past year, so that is going to remain. And the expensing, again, is, I think, an important part of it because we have to make sure we have policies that promote the growth and promote businesses that are buying that are buying equipment.
Another one that we heard about for a while, it's been some time now, was the death tax, and that's wildly unpopular out here as well, mostly because it just defies logic that you would tax income, and then when you die, you tax somebody again. Whatever happened with the death tax in either version?
So this is where my biggest concern is, because the House wanted to eliminate the death tax. The Senate wanted to increase the threshold from $5 million to $10 million. With an eventual elimination of the death tax, but I don't think we're going to see an elimination of the death tax, and that concerns me because this is not a policy that affects. They say that, you know, this affects rich people. It does not. This affects a lot of small businesses. So the death tax, I think, is an important thing to keep our eyes on.
All right, short break. Back with more of our conversation with someone watching every minute of this conference committee on the tax bill for you. Dave Williams, president of the Taxpayers Alliance. Congressman Kramer on some of these topics coming up next hour. To your questions, welcome. Get them in quick.
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trap.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you and get in the game.
You can have what Carson has, a Bison Olhausen pool table and a Hot Springs Grande hot tub. The best.
I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table. Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too? Why aren't you?
I look for the guys at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, for the absolute best ownership experience. Look for the big yellow duck in front of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll have every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The fireplace is burning bright, shining all on me. I see the presents underneath the good old Christmas tree. And I'll wait all night till Santa comes to wake me from my dreams. Oh, why? 'Cause that's Christmas to me. I see the children play outside like angels in the snow.
Back on What's On Your Mind, we're live at First International Bank and Trust on the program. We're chatting with Brian Hagen, the East Market President of First International Bank and Trust, here coming up in just a couple of moments. Stay tuned for that. Finish our conversation now with Dave Williams, President of the Taxpayers Alliance. What is the Taxpayers Alliance? How do you look out for us taxpayers, Dave?
Government policies affect the economy. We look at transparency, spending, taxation. We look at a number of issues. But let me just say, listening to this commercial, and I'm originally from Philadelphia, I love to hear Carson Wentz during that ad. So that was a nice little bonus for me to hear Carson Wentz selling pool tables.
Are you going to buy a hot tub or a pool table? We you know, you'd probably get the Carson Wentz discount, you know.
I think it'd be, I'll buy them all.
It'd be worth it.
If it helps Carson out, I'll buy them all.
Did you know Carson Wentz had a North Dakota connection? Did you know that before the
call? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay.
He talks about it all the time. He wears his sweatshirts. And obviously, we're really, you know, sad what, you know, what happened to him. But he's a heck of a guy, and I feel, you know, so bad for him. And, you know, what he's going through, and just, you know, wish him the best of luck.
Ironically, the same thing happened to him in college, and he came back to, he didn't get a chance to come back in the national championship game and win it. So we're all having a little heartbreak all over again for Carson Wentz, but we know his career is long, so it'll be but a blip. It's just been such an amazing season. It's been really
and just know that you have someone in Washington, D.C. at the Taxpayers Protection Alliance right there with you.
I love it. See, the president today is gathering some families and going to highlight specific examples of how they will save. From your standpoint, as you analyze this, once this actually gets passed, I mean, the sausage making is no fun. This is in, this is out. You know, I mean, you're just a blizzard of different things. But in the end, do you think, again, the reason Donald Trump won, Joe average American out there is ultimately going to see a windfall, is going to say, hey, there's more in my paycheck on withholding. Wait a minute, my tax time things are way better. I mean, is this truly going to be good for the middle class?
It really will be. And, you know, one thing that isn't talked about enough are small businesses. And we're talking about small businesses that are one person, two people, and they are the lifeblood of this country. We have 28 million small businesses in this country, and they're paying an effective tax rate of 39 or 40%. That has to change, because if you're a small business, you can't move to Ireland or Canada for a better tax rate. You fire people, or you close up. And that's what I hope he emphasizes today, are small businesses, the middle class. And to me, that's going to be the biggest economic boost. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, there's another component to this. If we simplify the system, we get to move the IRS out of our lives, make them less important in our lives. And I think that is the, you know, the bigger picture of what Donald Trump was trying to do, is drain the swamp, and is really to lessen the impact of Washington, D.C. And, you know, let's remember, we're keeping more of our money. Washington is not giving our money back to us. We're keeping more of our money, and that's important.
Texter says the problem is there's too much pork in your sausage, Scott, talking about the sausage making. but that's why I asked you, because I'm more interested in, obviously, the middle class. And I also am not of the camp that you demonize businesses, because if they have better tax treatment, they're going to expand, they're going to grow, they're going to hire more people. And I think, the Democrats argue against that, but we've seen that work time and time again in the past. So anything we should watch for in these final hours before this thing gets voted on?
Watch for any backroom deals. And, you know, we'll be updating social media at Protect Taxpayers on Twitter and on Facebook, because we want to make sure that really bad provisions aren't put in here just to gain one or two votes, that this has to be voted on based upon its merit and what's going to happen to the economy next year and the years to come, because this is going to be a huge boost if they do this right. Listen, you know, they have snatched the feet out of the jaws of victory enough in the past number of years. Let's not do it with tax reform. We have an opportunity here to do something really special.
At the one-yard line. Get it done. Dave Williams, president of the Taxpayers Alliance. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Brian Hagen is here. Brian is the East Market President for First International Bank of Trust. How are you?
Well, great. Good morning, Scott.
Good to see you. A whole lot of things going on your end of the state these days, right?
Yeah, it's been really exciting. We've had five record years of growth in the East Market, which includes Fargo-Moorhead and Grand Forks now.
Grand Forks with a brand new location opening within hours, it sounds like.
Yeah, we're hopefully getting our certificate of occupancy this morning. We have 10 employees up there today. They're in a temporary site. We're at 1970 South Columbia Road, right? It's attached to the Columbia Mall there, right south of Altru on Columbia Drive. So we got a great staff up there hired. We're anxious to get going up there.
What one thing do you want people to know about the difference in banking with First International Bank of Trust?
You know, I think the key is it's family-owned, and those family values really percolate through their business. We try to work with a lot of family-run businesses on a consumer side, and we try to get things done in a very timely manner.
That's a big difference, isn't it, when you look at some of the amount of corporate-owned banks out there. I mean, obviously, there's corporations, but I'm saying family-owned versus, giant, banks that have shareholders can't be as nimble as you can, right?
Well, I think it's important because we play in that gray area a lot. You know, we were very key in the oil industry out in the western part of the state. We still are. And that's very unique for large banks to be playing in the oil industry. We've been very successful at it. And we had some bumps there, but overall, we're very sound out there. And actually, with oil in that high 50s, things are coming back.
They sure are. It's going to be an interesting 2018.
Yes.
Great to see you again, Brian. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Yep, thank you.
Thank
you very much.
Brian Hagan, East Market President, First International Bank and Trust. One of our conversations with the folks from here coming up. And Congressman Kevin Cramer takes your calls next.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.